Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Well, narrow trade range was expected early today as limited direction and the potential for renewed market stability moves through live cattle trade. The focus will be on outside markets this morning, with end of the month and quarter positioning taking place among non-commercial traders. Cash cattle activity expected to develop with some light to moderate trade seen on Wednesday, but not enough activity for packers going into the month of April. The tone of the market's already set, even as bids develop throughout the morning, but any trade that develops may not move significantly from early week prices. Sharp losses quickly and aggressively moved into hog trade Thursday, setting the stage for what could be another round of aggressive losses at the end of the month. Even if prices do tumble lower with expanded trading limits, which will allow markets to fall $4.50, any technical reversal would still not be set in most contracts due to the aggressive market rally from last week. Concerns about the stability to continue to move aggressive amounts of pork to China were hindered following no sales in the export sales report yesterday. Now, the wheat markets are weaker this morning, ignoring yesterday's solid export sales in anticipation of a potentially bearish USDA report later today. Markets certainly have the feeling carryout will be rising on the April WASD after incorporating March stocks data. If carryout rises towards 1.1 billion bushels in 2018 and 19, as it has each of the last 2 years, the recent lows will be easy to justify. Now, corn futures easier this morning in front of the next round of USDA reports. The average trade estimates for Friday's report expects to be around 8.33 billion bushels of corn in the U.S. as of March 1, compared to 8.89 billion bushels a year ago. And soybeans are a bit higher this morning, attempting to add to gains from yesterday after prices hit the lowest level since Thanksgiving. Export sales last week were atrocious and cannot be blamed solely on the flooding in the Midwest. Now, we're going to check all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
April live cattle up 27 cents at 126.52. June up 2 cents yesterday, 119.62. April feeder cattle up 5 cents, 145.95. May up 15 at 149.67. April hogs down 245, 78.87. The May limit down $3 at 83.67. Kansas City wheat, May down 5 and 3 quarters at 438 and 3 quarters. July down 5 and a half at 446 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May down 5 cents, 464 and a half. July down 4 and a half at 470. And a half. May corn is up a quarter penny, 374. July is up a quarter penny at 383 and three quarters. May soybeans up 2 cents at 889 and a half. July was up 2 cents at 903. On the cotton futures this morning, well, the May is up 41 cents, 76.28. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.